Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has arrived in Japan at the start of a nearly two-week Asian trip, which is expected to focus on North Korea. He will be attending the East Asia Summit in the Philippines and the ASEAN meeting in Vietnam. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster on the goals for Mr. Trump's trip.
Strengthening international resolve to denuclearize North Korea. Promote a free and open Indo-Pacific region. Advance American prosperity through fair and reciprocal trade and economic practices.
The 13-day trip will take Mr. Trump from Japan to South Korea, then China and Vietnam. Saudi Arabia has intercepted a ballistic missile fired from Yemen and aimed at the King Khalid International Airport northeast of the capital Riyadh. Iran-based Houthi rebels in Yemen have claimed responsibility for the missile. Saudi Arabia is leading a mission in Yemen to eliminate the Houthi forces, but the violence has begun to spill over the border. A car bomb has exploded in the Syrian city of Deir ez-Zor. Dozens were dead. That attack targeted refugees from the violence who had gathered on the east side of the Euphrates River. Deir ez-Zor is one of the two cities in which Syrian troops declared victory over the Islamic State on Friday. Saudi Arabia's Gulf Affairs Minister says he has confirmation about a plot to kill Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri. Hariri announced his resignation on Saturday after delivering an attack on Iran and Hezbollah for creating discord in the country and across the region. This is VOA News. International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent says it has discovered several cases of fraud committed during the height of the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. That was from 2014 to 2016. That outbreak left more than 11,000 people dead, affected another 29,000, and cost more than $6 million during its height when it ravaged the countries of Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. In Sierra Leone, the Red Cross said it had found evidence of likely collusion between a bank and former Red Cross employees that resulted in a $2.1 million loss. Former leader of Spain's Catalonia region says he's prepared to cooperate with Belgian authorities following the issuance of a European arrest warrant by Spanish authorities. Carlos Puigdemont and four others being sought for five crimes, including rebellion, sedition, and embezzlement in a Spanish investigation into their roles in pushing for secession for Catalonia. Spain took control of the region and has called for a December election to choose new leadership. Several thousand people also marching in Spain's Basque country to protest the Spanish government takeover of Catalonia. Basque region in northern Spain has its own separatist movement, one with a decades-long history of armed conflict and violence. The story now from VOA's Steve Miller.
A sea of umbrellas lined the streets of Bilbao Saturday as hundreds protested against Spanish direct rule in Catalonia and the imprisonment of the nine members of ousted President Carlos Puigdemont's sacked cabinet on Thursday. Arnaldo Otegi is the leader of the Basque pro-independence party at Bildu. He says Catalonia has begun a new era where jailed Catalan political prisoners now exist, and their president is under an European arrest warrant. Madrid implemented Article 155 of Spain's constitution October 27th, taking over control of the region's government in response to the declaration of independence by Catalonia's parliament.
VOA Steve Miller. Typhoon Domri has blasted Vietnam's south central coast, killing at least 27. Disaster officials say the roofs of more than 1,000 homes have been blown off, uprooted trees, knocked down electricity poles. Domri, the strongest storm to hit the area in at least 16 years. And the U.S. government has released a report on climate change, saying that there is no convincing alternative explanation for global warming besides human causes. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.